Sergei enters her room, unannounced, dragging in the smells of the road. Bonfire smoke, wet leather, the sweat of horses. In his hand is a gift from Sweden, a bouquet made of pine cones and acorns, tied with a red ribbon.
"For your highness,"
he says, as if he were giving her something precious. She waves her maids away. When they are gone, she throws her hands around his neck, rests her head on his chest. His heart beats fast, but his hands do not lift. His arms do not embrace her. It takes her a moment to register that what she hears is Sergei's tongue clucking with a disapproval.
"The Grand Duchess of Russia is making the court tongues wag. Haven't you heard the names the Shuvalovs are calling you?"
He takes her hands off his neck and makes her sit down.
"I'm here," he says, "because you've forced me to come."
She hears him, and yet she doesn't. She babbles of her pain, her fears, her terrible loneliness. She wants him to know how much she missed him. When a tear rolls down her cheek, he wipes it with his finger.
"I've never wished to hurt you," he says.
Sergei's voice is soft. His words are ripe and fragrant, each bestowing pleasure. The court, he says, is a swamp of jealousy and intrigue. He has been warned that the Empress does not want him near her, and so he had to obey. He thought she would understand. Was he wrong? His lips glide down her bare shoulder.
"I understand,"
she mutters through joy and relief. Sergei is back. He loves her. She was right all along. She opens his breeches and slides her hand inside. This is where he stops her. His grip is painful, harsh. His words strike like lashes of the knout.
"Other women can afford to be blind, Catherine, but not you."
"What do you mean?"
she asks, still uncomprehending.
"You've just believed another lie."
"What lie?"
"Everything I've just told you is a lie, and you know it."
She covers her ears with her hands, but he pulls them away. He whispers, but his whisper is shrill, chilling the marrow of her bones.
"I'm a liar, Catherine. I don't care for any woman who has yielded to me. I wish it were not so, but this is how I am. I love only what I cannot have. No one has forced me to say it. I've given you many clues, but you've refused to see them. What other proofs do you want?"
She shakes her head to stop him, but he won't.
"You want me to flatter your feelings, Catherine, but I won't do it. Think of it this way. You spoil my game with your pain. You make me uneasy. I don't want to think of myself as cruel or ruthless. This is why I have to shatter this silly dream of yours. Listen to me. I'm not the only man like this. Some of us really only want the thrill of pursuit. Later, it'll seem like one terrible nightmare. But at the time, each word is like a burning dagger thrust through her heart. I'll go away and not bother you again. I'm being sent to Hamburg anyway, so you won't have to see me. The Shuvalovs say, Why would I care what the Shuvalovs say?
It takes all her will not to scream.
Because every one of them is poisoning the Empress against you, telling her that you are a meddler, just like your mother, that you want to steal her crown, that you'll stop at nothing. And then, for good measure, they are telling your husband that you are unreasonable and arrogant, that you don't deserve him, that he should take a lover who wishes to please a man, not dominate him. Is that what you want? To be supplanted by Das Fräulein or some other scheming witch? To lose whatever influence you still have with your own husband? Her lips move, but no words come. I have a gift for you, Sergei continues. A better gift than some miserable pine cones I've just bought from a peddler in the street. A few words only. Your heart has room for far more than you think. She cannot stop sobbing. She doesn't know how. Her shoulders heave. Her throat threatens to choke her. Get yourself a new gown, Catherine. Do something with your hair. Put some rouge on your cheeks. Walk into the ballroom and show them who you really are. Not a duckling, Catherine. A hawk.